to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mandel, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Command Sergeant Major Kelly Wickel and Colonel Matt James, the 81st Brigade Striker Combat Team's command team. And they're here to talk about the brigade and a really cool event for the alumni that have deployed in the two OIF deployments, Rainier Rendezvous. So I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about these events.
So just one little piece I want to make sure is clear.
Yeah.
This is for all friends and family of the 81st, not just for these deployments. There's been some, our messaging wasn't clear, and some people thought maybe it was exclusive. It's not. It's all inclusive of all families, friends, former members, potential future members to come join us.
No, that's perfect. I appreciate that, sir. Sergeant Major, we'll start with you. Kind of intro background on yourself.
All right. Appreciate the invite. Coming over here to represent with Raven 6 and myself. But long story short, joined right out of high school. Active duty, went to Germany for 3 years, had a great time, kind of saw the active component may or may not wasn't for me, got out, missed the camaraderie and the action, came back into the Guard, hooked up with, it was then Bravo 14th Engineers with the Triple Nickel, combat engineer by trade, been engineer my whole career. Came over to 96 Troop Command with 741st, did some operations experience there, 204th MAC, continued to try to get an AGR gig. I thought that was kind of the way to go. Definitely enjoyed the military, figured if I was going to make it a career, be best served as a full-time soldier there. Still with the Guard and all the benefits that go along with being a Guardsman.
How did you learn about the Guard while you were on active duty?
Recruiting, basically. So I got out of active component and missed the scene. I just kind of dipped in and talked to a National Guard recruiter, and they kind of reeled me in. They offered me everything that I enjoyed, were able to get, just basically pull me back into the military. It's pretty seamless, and it just kind of wrote itself from there.
Yeah, I think I spent one drill at Bravo 14 before moving up to Charlie 898. So it's been just a day there. So, sir, how about yourself? Kind of intro background on yourself.
Yeah, so I joined active duty in 1998. I was actually in law school, not enjoying it at all, and so I decided I need to do something very different. So I got in the Army, which was very different. Did about 10 years on active duty. I had deployed three times in those 10 years as an infantry officer. And, spent a lot of time away from my kids and decided it was time to spend more time with my kids. So I was actually in Iraq, and I had a master's degree in like a Homeland Security type backfield. And so I was looking at the Washington Military Department, not looking necessarily at the National Guard, kind of looking at Homeland Response type jobs. And I just kind of stumbled into the Civil Support Team page on the WMD website and put some applications out and joined the CST in 2008. And then in 2011, famous Washington Army National Guard retiree, Colonel Greg Allen, stumbled upon me somehow, did an interview with him, and he pulled me into the 81st in 2011, end of 2011, and I've been bouncing back and forth between the 81st and the G3 shop ever since.
Yeah, so it sounds like you just kind of learned about the Guard when you're active duty. And
yeah, just online, literally looking for civilian jobs in a Homeland Response type background, yeah.
No, I appreciate that. So real quick, I know this isn't the main focus, but kind of talk about the brigade. Love to talk missions, you know, kind of what's the brigade's mission out there right now, and what are you guys doing?
So the brigade had a fairly recent deployment to Ukraine, where they helped train the Ukrainians for the current fight that they're in right now. Pretty proud moment that in the brigade's history, the headquarters went. And we had a battalion task force back-to-back in Poland, again, like on the doorstep with Russia, so a very important mission. So a lot of those soldiers are still kind of not recovering, but, you know, they were pushed pretty hard, lots of training and lots of days. And now we're kind of ramping back up. We'll go into the Exportable Combat Training Center next summer, which it's a fancy way of saying AT. It just comes with a few more dollars, but it should still be about 15 days, just with some more resources that we'll get, some more contractors and overhead support. And then that will lead into, in 2026, a National Training Center trip rotation. And then for 27, because this is, you know, the Guard, we kind of think in terms of years, there is no mobilization or deployment plans, but we're planning and trying to do as many ATs as possible in the Pacific Theater. So to jump on as many exercises in Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, you know, you name it. And again, trying to keep those all within a regular kind of AT so we're not burning out soldiers or pushing people too hard.
Yeah, and you guys had a pretty good size group in Thailand last year for an exercise. I think it was about 500 people from 161 and 2146. And so it was kind of a cool opportunity, it sounded like, to go on that.
Yeah, we got to go visit and got some great training with the Royal Thai Army. That I think was Hanuman Guardian. And then we also had a company over for Cobra Gold a few months prior to that. So lots of time in Thailand last year for the 81st.
Yeah. And it sounds like there's tons of opportunities. Me and you have kind of talked previously about the 36th Infantry Division relationship. Quickly, could you share some of what those opportunities look like?
Yeah. So there's 8 National Guard divisions. Mm-hmm. And those 8 states that own those divisions, it's really hard to find all the right personnel to equip those division staffs with all the right people. So there's opportunities in intelligence and signal, you know, infantry, field artillery. You pick an MOS or a branch, and they could use some bodies. So it's not really required to be an interstate transfer, but we could basically have somebody go drill in Texas with a 36 ID and still be on the Washington books. And then, you know, it's a funding deal, too, where we kind of have to make sure that people aren't losing too much money by that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
But those opportunities are there, especially for people that want to broaden their horizons. Or, as you know, we have soldiers that commute in from other states already, mm-hmm. and a place like Texas might be closer for them. So it's a win-win in that situation.
Yeah. Sergeant Major, what about from the enlisted side?
I think it's a great opportunity with the talent pool expanded out with 36 ID in Texas. You know, when we have soldiers that kind of may or may not cap out within Washington State, being aligned with 36 just opens that aperture wide open. Just being aware of what else is out there, still being aligned with the National Guard, I think that's one of the biggest benefits so far that I've seen. 36 is a National Guard component, so they understand all of our guardisms, requirements, previous relationships with active component briefs well. As you kind of go through the wickets, though, you kind of get some hurdles that were briefed that they'll be not as complicated, but I think this has been pretty seamless up to this point.
No, that's good.
And I'll also say, you know, we talked about Texas, the 36 ID, but the 36 has units in Tennessee, New Mexico, and Mississippi, and Washington now. So when our soldiers are moving for family reasons, job reasons, whatever, we're trying to keep them within the division to keep the talent that we've grown here and to share that with some of those other states.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a pretty incredible program. Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit the point, right? If there's a job some other state, that soldier still stays in the division itself. Yep. And still supports the Guard and could potentially come back to Washington and kind of just pick right back up where they were.
And, you know, this is fairly new still, but over time, when you go to an exercise as a major or as a sergeant first class and you stay, say, in the 81st, you're going to see those guys in those other units 5 years from now, 4 years from now. You might see them at NGB. You might see them at a division warfighter exercise or a National Training Center exercise. So there's just really good opportunities to kind of grow your professional network and your development and your opportunities and your exposure to see how other units operate.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds all incredible, absolutely incredible. Another incredible thing, and that's Rainier Rendezvous, and I know I've kind of talked to your staff about it. I think Sergeant Major and I have talked about it a couple of times. Real briefly, highlight what that is. You kind of already mentioned it, sir, but kind of go for it, Sergeant Major.
Minus what the boss already said, you know, it's just kind of it's an opportunity that we can bring in people that served within the brigade to include family and friends, kind of a reunion, bring some folks back, deployed from history, just kind of bring them all together, provide a venue to where they can come in, share stories, see where everybody's at, see where the brigade's going now, just kind of align, reunite people that might have gone, you know, separated.
Yeah. So the five W's, the when, where.
I got you.
That way we can put it on the screen.
Yeah, no, I got you, Joe. So the 20-year kind of anniversary of the first 81st Iraq deployment just provided a great opportunity to put this together. But as we said earlier, all-inclusive for all eras. With that being said, Raven Rendezvous will be 1 June. It's a Saturday, about 11 to 1500 at Building 81 Raven Hall here on Camp Murray. We're going to have a few speeches. The battalions will have booths, and we're going to try to represent the history of some battalions that are in the brigade anymore. So if you are a 303rd person, we're going to try to have your representation there as well. Historical artifacts. The museum is going to be very involved with presenting some stuff as well. NGAW, the VFW. I think we're going to have a bouncy house, food trucks, a memorial. And so the intent is not just for a bunch of former commanders or command sergeant majors to get up and talk. There'll be a little bit of that, but it's for people just to mingle, to share their history with their old battalions. We realize the brigade headquarters is pretty small. We realize that most of the people that show up will have come from battalions. And so we want to make sure we represent that past. And just have a good time. We're going to try to do it outside, weather dependent, so we can get those food trucks, have the band, and just kind of share and honor our history.
Yeah, and as a person who deployed with the brigade in 2004, I kind of already mentioned, right? I was a PFC and specialist when I deployed, and you know they'll probably run into people that I knew then, and they'll be like, "Wow, you're still in the guard, and holy smokes, you're an officer." And it's kind of that moment for them to come back and get reconnected, it feels like.
Yeah. Really, the event is not the people wearing the uniform that day. It's all the other folks that show up, and that's what we're really shooting for. I think right now we have just over 200 RSVPs, and that's just within like a month, so we're expecting that number to grow. We'll continue to advertise. I will put in a plug for our POC. Her name is Captain Emily Campbell, emily.d.campbell.mil@army.mil if you have any questions. We're also on the 81st SBCT Cascade Rifle site. You can get a QR code there and to get more information. But bottom line is 1 June, it's a Saturday, at our headquarters here on Camp Murray, our newish headquarters, starting at about 1100, but feel free to come whenever and stay as long as you want.
Yeah, and we can definitely put her information in the information for where to register in the notes. You kind of already highlighted it, but reunions are a big deal. What's the importance of this? Like, if you're sitting there and you're on the fence about going, what's the importance of showing up and coming back to this?
I think just bringing people together. I saw it at the our most recent a year or so ago at the Rainier Stampede. We think our guard community is pretty small, but we've got folks that have moved across battalions, brigades, MSCs. They're still in the guard, and then you come together at these functions. You're like, oh man, you're still in. You know, it kind of connects people, able to share the story on what we're about, the direction we're going, and hopefully kind of encourage people that the brigade isn't as scary as everybody makes it out to be. I don't know how many people I've talked with. You know, we're always talking talent management, trying to resource people to come over to the brigade, and then as soon as you kind of mention, you know, 81st SBTC, they get really fidgety, but it's not all that. I mean, it's just like any other location. We're still getting after the same mission, same state, same fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And like any good organization, we want to take pride in our history. We know one of our greatest strengths in the National Guard is our communities, and we want to stay connected to the former communities, the current community, and the future communities. We know so many guardsmen who put their sons and daughters into the Guard as well. So we want to expose, you know, those kind of opportunities to serve now, or to speak positively within your communities to young people who are willing and able, but maybe just don't know enough about what some of those opportunities are. So it's a shameless plug for some recruiting as well. But really, the importance is honoring the past and hearing those stories, because everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story from those deployments. I said earlier, I joined the 81st in 2011. There was a lot of people in at that time who had been on at least the most recent, the 08, 09 deployment. And you could see just how much pride and how much value our soldiers, NCOs, and officers held in those deployments.
Yeah. So if you're somebody who's coming to the event and you want to get involved, what can they do? What can these volunteers that are already registered and they're willing and able and excited to be a part of this, what can they do to get involved?
Well, there's a number of ways. One, if you want to bring anything, historical stuff, and I mean something that you're afraid of, you know, we're going to take from you, because we're not. But if you want to come put something on display, a sign or an artifact or a uniform even, that would be great. We do have a 501c, I think through NGAW, because this is going to take some money to put on. So that if you want to donate, we'll have that available in the QR code as well. In the planning, right now we have a number of alumni already helping with the planning, who have ideas that we hadn't thought about, because you know we're not going to have all the ideas on the best things. But I think probably the biggest thing people could do is talk to their former battalions if they have contacts there, and if they don't, we can help them, and find a way to contribute to your battalion's display or booth or network.
Yeah,
because this should be a great opportunity to create stronger alumni networks. We've seen that in some of the battalions, and some of the battalions don't have that as much. And you know, just recently, 3 of the 161 had I think 95 people show up for their first post-COVID get together. I mean, it's just a great story to hear about that. And like I said, I just heard about it, but I'm sure there's current members that would have loved to have come and shared that time with us.
Yeah.
Those folks.
Kind of another shameless plug. Photos. I know we run an archive, a digital archive here in the state. I recently got about another 1,000 photos, which actually brings our number to about 2,000 photos of what we had from the 0304 deployment. So anybody who has photos, that'd be a huge one too.
Yeah, I would just say find a way to safely display them, maybe a photo album per se, just because we are planning on being outside, and I would hate to see the wind take away anybody's photos, anybody's precious photos. So, you know, on poster boards or albums or just ways that we can share without losing part of our history.
Yeah. Sergeant Major, what about from your end?
I think it's, I mean, I totally support it. I think it's a great idea. I think it's just going to be a good event. Hopefully get some momentum and get this on the docket so we can do it a more frequented type of event.
Yeah.
I'll give a been to the Militia Ball a few times, and that has 400 or 500 or 600 people. And I mean, people come out of the woodwork for that event. Want this to be similar. Washington Army National Guard, not just 81st specific, but like we keep saying over and over, all family and friends, members past and present. And create an event that we can repeat every 5 years or whatever it's available, because it is going to take some calories to pull this off, but we're energized by it, and you know, got the whole staff working on it, and like I said, we've had a number of alumni already sign up to help and volunteer, and that's part of what's making this pretty exciting. Plus, to show off the new headquarters, some of the capabilities in the new headquarters. Really grateful for the opportunity to be in the Pierce County Readiness Center, Raven Hall, and to show our pride by displaying some stuff historically we already have in the trophy cases and on the drill floor.
Once again, that's June 1st, 11 o'clock start time here on Camp Murray at the Pierce County Readiness Center, like Colonel James just mentioned, Raven Hall, Building 81. If you ask anybody at the front gate where Building 81 is, they can probably point you in that direction. Anything else you guys want to add as we kind of wrap up?
I appreciate the invite and opportunity to spread the word. It's pretty motivated to see how it turns out. Excited.
I'm pretty sure the question may come up. We don't have any more tracked vehicles, so anything on display will probably be striker related. Sorry for the ABCT community, but no, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be positive, and we want your energy. You know, we can't supply it all ourselves. We want your energy and your participation.
If you're interested in finding out more, we'll put that information in the notes. If you like the video, give it a like and make sure to subscribe for more videos. Sergeant Major, we appreciate you.
Appreciate the invite.
Thanks, Joe.